I just have a question about secular Buddhism. What's your view on how...
Please hold the microphone closer to your mouth. Thank you.
Can you hear me?
I can, if you keep speaking like that.
Well, basically, I just wonder what you think about the idea of secular Buddhism, because earlier you said something about bhavana and versus meditation. And meditation is not... it's not a useful translation. So I know that secular Buddhism is kind of popular at the moment, especially in Europe. So I was wondering if you think it's useful or not.
Well, I mean, anything is useful if it's picking up the actual teachings of the Buddha and applying it in a skillful way, so that and I think the idea of making that kind of distinction of secular Buddhism as if it's different from some other kind of Buddhism, I don't know that that's so useful. Because I think what we want to be doing is picking up the teachings of the Buddha and realizing that the Buddha is addressing the human condition. And so finding ways to apply the teachings that address that human condition of suffering. The reality is that in a traditional Buddhist culture, Buddhism is applied in all sorts of different ways and within the culture, within the society, and it doesn't call itself something different than Buddhism. So I think in the West, it might be a bit confusing to use that term secular Buddhism. I think what they're trying to do is trying to make Buddhism more palatable, I think the Buddha's teachings are if you're addressing the human condition skillfully and giving people the tools to apply it at whatever level and area of interest that they have, then the Buddha's teachings are incredibly flexible, applicable. Certainly I have contact with people in America who are doing things like bringing Buddhist mindfulness practice, Buddhist teachings into education, areas of education. And it's just basically the Buddha's teachings that are then adapted and applied in a way that is useful within that setting and that area. I guess I have an issue with the idea of secular Buddhism being something different. I don't think it does. I think it does a disservice to the teachings, and that the and it makes it a bit narrower, which I think is unfortunate. Because I think the Buddha's teachings are easily translatable into whatever situation one finds oneself, because human beings are always finding ways to create suffering. And the opportunity to find those skillful means that address that situation is available. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it does. No, I was just asking because you spend time with Ajahn Buddhadasa, and to some people his teaching is quite secular in a way that he doesn't really talk much about reincarnation or supernatural and things like that.
Put the mic straight up your mouth, yeah.
And
put the microphone by your mouth. Thank you.
Did you get what I was saying earlier?
No, I missed it.
Okay. Well, I asked.